When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Yareli. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. You know those moments when you look back and wonder how you missed all the warning signs? That was my life with Nathan for the past 2 years. Everyone said we had the perfect marriage, the beautiful house in the suburbs, successful careers, and now our adorable 8-month-old daughter, Sophia. But beneath that picture-perfect facade, something was very wrong. "Nathan, Sophia's pediatrician appointment is in 30 minutes," I called out, bouncing our fussy daughter on my hip. The sound of his phone buzzing interrupted my reminder. "Lisa just texted. Brooke needs help with her science project. It's due tomorrow." Nathan was already grabbing his keys. "You can handle the checkup, right? It's just routine."
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I watched him rush out the door, not even kissing Sophia goodbye. This wasn't the first time his sister Lisa and niece Brooke took priority. It wasn't even the 10th time. "Don't worry about dinner," he shouted over his shoulder. "I'll grab something at Lisa's." That evening, I sat alone at our kitchen table, feeding Sophia while scrolling through Lisa's social media. New post: "Best brother ever, always there when we need him. #family first. The photo showed Nathan helping Brooke with her project, both grinning at the camera. 3 hours for a project that any 14-year-old could handle alone. "Your daddy's something else, isn't he?" I whispered to Sophia, who babbled in response. "At least we have each other." The next morning, Nathan's cousin Audrey stopped by with coffee.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
She watched me juggling Sophia and work emails while Nathan was at his parents' house, helping Lisa plan Brooke's upcoming birthday party. You know this isn't normal, right? Audrey stirred her coffee, eyes concerned. The way they monopolize his time? His parents encourage it, I sighed. They're always talking about how Nathan needs to be there for his sister and niece. Did you know they gave Lisa a credit card linked to their account? For emergencies? Like Brooke's fourth pair of soccer cleats this season. Meanwhile, you're basically a single mom. Audrey's words hit hard. Nathan's a good father when he's here, I defended weakly. He loves Sophia. When he's here being the key phrase. Audrey raised an eyebrow. Have you seen their family photos on the wall at his parents' house? It's all Lisa, Nathan, and Brooke. You and Sophia are barely visible in the back of group shots. The day everything fell apart started normally enough. Nathan had promised to watch Sophia while I caught up on work emails. I could hear them in the living room, his attention split between our daughter and his phone's constant buzzing from Lisa's texts about Brooke's upcoming soccer tournament. I'd just finished my last email when I heard the thud. The silence that followed was deafening. Then came Sophia's piercing scream. I ran to the living room. Nathan was staring at his phone, while our baby lay crying on the floor near the coffee table, blood streaming from a gash on her forehead. He'd been too busy texting to notice her pulling herself up and losing balance. Oh my God, Sophia! I scooped her up, pressing a clean burp cloth to her head. Nathan, get the car keys. She needs stitches. His phone rang. That damned ringtone I'd come to hate. Lisa's special tone. It's Brooke, he said, answering immediately. What's wrong, sweetie? I couldn't believe my ears. He was taking a call while our daughter was bleeding. You sprained your ankle at practice? Don't move, I'll be right there. Nathan! I shouted, clutching our screaming daughter. Sophia is bleeding. He looked between us and the phone, and I saw the moment he made his choice. You can handle the ER, right? Brooke needs me. She's really scared. Before I could respond, he was gone, just gone, leaving me alone with our injured, screaming baby. The ER staff acted quickly when they saw Sophia's injury. While the doctor cleaned and stitched her wound, a nurse asked questions, lots of questions, about how it happened, about Nathan's absence, about previous injuries. This isn't the first time you've brought her in alone, is it, Mrs. Chen? The nurse's tone was gentle but probing. I saw Audrey's expression darken as I admitted the truth. 3 ear infections, 1 case of croup, and now this. Always just me, while Nathan was handling some crisis of Lisa's or Brooke's. The social worker arrived as they finished Sophia's stitches. She had just started asking about our home situation when Nathan finally showed up, 3 hours later. The social worker's visit opened a floodgate of revelations. She advised me to document everything, so I started digging through our shared cloud storage, looking for evidence of Nathan's pattern of neglect. What I found instead made my blood run cold. He's been transferring money to Lisa every month, I told Audrey, staring at the bank statements. $5,000 last month alone. That's almost all of Sophia's medical savings. There's more. Audrey pulled out an old family photo album. I found this at my parents' house. Look at these photos from when Lisa was 7. The pictures showed a small girl in a hospital bed. Tubes everywhere. Nathan, barely 4, clutching his sister's hand. Lisa almost died from pneumonia, Audrey explained. My aunt and uncle, Nathan's parents, they were so caught up in their business that they missed the early symptoms. By the time they got her to the hospital, she had a close call. They've been overcompensating ever since. That doesn't excuse what they're doing now, I said, pulling up more records on my laptop. No, it doesn't. But Lisa learned early how to weaponize that guilt. Watch this. Audrey played a video from last Christmas. In it, Lisa was dramatically retelling her hospital story, while Nathan sat there, face pale with remembered terror. You were the only one who visited every day, Nathan, my little guardian angel. She tells that story at every family gathering, Audrey said. Different versions, but always painting Nathan as her savior. And now she's trained Brooke to do the same thing. A knock at the door interrupted us. It was Nathan's mother, Catherine. We need to talk about your attitude, she announced, barging in. Lisa told me you're making a fuss about Nathan helping with Brooke's ankle. You're being selfish. Selfish? I pulled up the ER photos of Sophia on my phone. My baby was bleeding. Accidents happen, but family. We are family, I exploded. Your grandchild needed her father. You don't understand what Lisa went through, Catherine started her usual defense. No, you don't understand, Audrey cut in. Show her the transfer records, Yareli. Catherine's face went white as I showed her the bank statements. This must be a mistake. No mistake. While Sophia and I struggled to get Nathan's attention for basic needs, he's been bankrolling Lisa's shopping sprees and Brooke's fifth platinum-level soccer camp. Lisa needs therapy, Audrey snapped. And so does Nathan. You all do. Catherine left in tears, but the damage was done. Within hours, the family group chat exploded. Lisa sent paragraphs about betrayal. Nathan called, begging me to understand. You weren't there, he kept saying. You didn't see her in that hospital bed. But I see our daughter, Nathan. Do you? When was the last time you really looked at her? His silence was damning. That evening, I met with my lawyer. As she reviewed the documentation, medical records, bank statements, text messages showing Nathan's constant absences during Sophia's health emergencies, her expression grew grimmer. This is clear neglect, she said, but there's something else going on here. These patterns, this family dynamic, I've seen it before. We need to request a psychological evaluation. I looked at Sophia, peacefully sleeping in her carrier, and made my decision. Do it, no more chances. What happened next would shake the entire family to its core. The court-mandated family meeting took place in a mediator's office. Nathan sat with his parents while Lisa paced nervously. I held Sophia close, Audrey beside me for support. The tension was suffocating. Let's address the elephant in the room, the mediator began. Lisa, your childhood trauma has shaped this entire family dynamic. You don't know anything about, Lisa started. I almost lost you. Nathan's voice cracked. You were so small in that hospital bed. Mom and Dad were never there, but I was. I had to be. And you've been there ever since, I said quietly, even at the expense of your own daughter. The mediator pulled out a file. Your parents' neglect of Lisa's illness led to a near-fatal case of pneumonia. Instead of addressing this through therapy, they created a family system where Lisa's needs always come first. Nathan, you've continued this pattern, neglecting your own child to overcompensate for your sister. That's ridiculous, Lisa protested. I nearly died. Nathan understands. Brooke had a sprained ankle, I cut in, while Sophia was bleeding, needing stitches. Tell me how that's the same. Nathan's mother tried to intervene. We just want to protect. The mediator nodded. Mr. Chen, your guilt over Lisa's childhood illness created this enabling behavior. Mrs. Chen, your overcompensation taught both your children manipulative patterns. Lisa learned to weaponize her trauma, and Nathan learned to sacrifice everything for her approval. Brooke, who had been silently texting in the corner, suddenly looked up. Is that why Mom always tells me to call Uncle Nathan first? Because he'll drop everything for us? The room went silent. I've reviewed the financial records. The mediator continued. Nathan, you've depleted your daughter's medical savings to fund your sister's lifestyle. The hospital records show a pattern of medical neglect. The court's decision is clear. Nathan slumped in his chair as the mediator detailed the consequences. Supervised visitation only, mandatory family therapy, and a freeze on all financial interactions between siblings. Lisa would lose access to the family's emergency credit cards. My lawyer had already filed for full custody. 3 months later, I watched Sophia taking her first steps in our new apartment. The custody arrangement was working. Nathan attended therapy regularly, though I maintained my boundaries. His parents sold their business to pay back what he'd given Lisa, setting up a trust for Sophia instead. Lisa had to get a job when her credit cards were cut off. Brooke, seeing the truth about her mother's manipulation, chose to spend more time with her father. The perfect family facade had crumbled, revealing the toxic foundation beneath. Audrey visited often, bringing updates about the family's progress in therapy. But I kept my distance, focusing on building a new life with Sophia. Sometimes, I told her as she wobbled toward her favorite toy, The happy ending isn't about forgiveness. It's about finding the strength to walk away and build something better. My phone buzzed. Another apology text from Nathan. I deleted it without reading. Some bridges, once burned, should stay ashes. And now we have reached the end of my story, and I have some questions for you. Would you stay silent if your spouse chose their sibling's child over your own during a medical emergency? What would be your breaking point? Some say family loyalty should have no limits, but where do we draw the line when our own children's safety is at risk? Have you ever had to choose between your own child and another family member? What did you do? Many of us struggle with toxic family dynamics, where childhood trauma creates unhealthy patterns. Should past trauma excuse present behavior? At what point do we stop accepting explanations and start demanding change? Like if you think Yareli made the right choice by walking away and protecting Sophia. Comment second chance if you think she should have forgiven Nathan after therapy. Tell me why. I want to understand your perspective. Share your story in the comments. Your experience might help others. If this story touched you, please subscribe for more real family stories.